Everywhere in the world, we can observe and be touched by acts of kindness. People from all walks of life, faiths, and cultures extend themselves beyond the call of duty to help others unconditionally. Through their noble deeds, humanity as a whole is elevated. To commend virtuous actions and encourage more people to be inspired by their examples, Supreme Master Ching Hai has lovingly created a series of awards, including the Shining World Leadership Award, Shining World Compassion Award, Shining World Hero and Heroine Awards, Shining World Honesty Award, Shining World Protection Award, Shining World Intelligence Award, and Shining World Inventor Award, to recognize some of the most exemplary, generous, caring, and courageous people who walk amongst us. In Bhadlapur, India, many know the story of Saurabh Zilpe, a student of the New English High School. When the 16-year-old found 10,000 rupees, equivalent to $210, on the road, he thought of what his parents and English teacher taught him, to always give any unclaimed valuables to the police. He then courageously approached the authorities with the money. In recognition of his righteous action, Supreme Master Ching Hai granted young Saurabh with the Shining World Honesty Award. Led by Headmaster Dilip Hinge, New English High School administrators arranged a ceremony on school premises. Headmaster Hinge said, "Saurabh made us all proud. I want every student to learn from him. This is our maiden international award and will motivate others as well." As his proud parents looked on, Saurabh beamed upon receiving the Shining World Honesty Award. He also received, from the Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association, some of the Supreme Master Ching Hai's lecture books, as well as a monetary gift of 10,000 rupees, the same amount that he had turned in to the police. Saurabh offered this 10,000 rupee gift to the school to purchase books and other educational materials for his less fortunate classmates. Explaining his altruistic decision, his parents said, "We want him to follow high moral values throughout his life. He had told us there were many poor students in his class who couldn't afford books." "You're truly a fine young gentleman, Saurabh. Thanks so much for your purity and shining example." Let's now travel across the seas to California, USA, where thrift store employee Miss Barbarita Nunez shares the experience that earned her the Shining World Honesty Award.
Estaba trabajando y en las donaciones que mandan. Me encuentro con una caja de ropa, zapatos, y abajo estaba papeles. Y empiezo a mirar que es, va un sobre allí, entre los papeles, y me da curiosidad, lo abro, y pues era dinero.
In fact, it was a huge sum of $30,000 in cash. Without thinking twice, she gave the money to her supervisor, who was able to return it to the grateful family of the owner, a lady who had recently passed on. The appreciative family gave Miss Nunez a cash reward. Yet, rather than keeping it for herself, she used the financial support to help her mother in Mexico to have a needed eye operation. Supreme Master Ching Hai recognized the sincerity of Miss Nunez and gave her the Shining World Honesty Award, which was presented by our association members. The following is an excerpt from the Supreme Master Ching Hai's letter of commemoration to Miss Barbarita Nunez.
"For your high-principled integrity, wisdom, and sincerity, for upholding the utmost standards of good citizenship, and for your dedication to trustworthiness, we hereby applaud and celebrate the commendable honest deeds of Ms. Barbarita Nunez, outstanding citizen and noble role model. With great honor, love, and blessings, the Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Muchísimas gracias por lo que me manda.
Una carta que le manda a nuestra Maestra Suprema Ching Hai.
Miss Barbarita Nunez received the Shining World Honesty Award plaque, along with Supreme Master Ching Hai's lecture DVDs and books, as well as the number one international best-selling books, The Dogs in My Life, The Birds in My Life, and The Noble Wilds.
Le agradezco mucho por este regalo. Gracias.
Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. We'll be right back for the presentation of a Shining World Honesty Award to yet another virtuous young man. Welcome back to today's program featuring recipients of the Shining World Honesty Award from Supreme Master Ching Hai. Let us now visit Heartland, Michigan, USA, to meet a young award recipient named John Robert Bouders.
Honesty means to be free of deceit, to be sincere, truthful, and trustworthy wholeheartedly. Such can be said about our Shining World Honesty Awardee, J.R. Bouders. The opportunity came one day last year when all these attributes were called forth. Let's meet J.R. Bouders. Hi, J.R.
Hi. I would like to present my mom, Michelle Bouders, and my dad, John Bouders, and my scoutmaster, Jim Rollins.
So can you tell us how you found the wallet and what did you do with it?
One day we were having just a regular scout meeting, and we were getting done, and we were playing capture the flag in the back of the church where we were. And I was captured, and I was put in jail, and I bent down to pick up this shiny gold rock. When I picked it up, a wallet opened up, and receipts and money fell out.
The wallet contained a large sum of $800 US. JR automatically brought it to his scoutmaster to call the authorities. As the wallet had an ID in it, the wallet was soon returned to her rightful owner.
The lady, she got her wallet back and she was very grateful.
JR's kind-hearted deed was soon talked about by many and became a welcome item on the nightly news. This surprised JR, who just thought he had done the ordinary thing.
Were just touched by what I had done. And we received many emails, phone calls, and letters from the people who were giving me an applause to what I did.
Mr. and Mrs. Bouders commented on their son's heartwarming conduct.
I think it's remarkable that such a simple, kind act has generated so much world, not just in the United States or North America, but world attention. And I think overall, the letters that we've received, which have been many, and JR's been real diligent about writing people back who have expressed curiosity. And I think it just goes to show that people right now are looking for that feel-good story and that hope in humankind. And maybe that's our role in this story, is just to let people know that we are all here together, and we are all working for the same thing, which is goodness in the world. And if anybody takes the story and uses it for that, that would be a blessing for us.
Well, first of all, just a good sense of pride that you're raising a child and how we should be brought up. And that's a good example.
In light of JR's actions, the police offered him a personal monetary reward. But he opted for a party for the entire troop instead. As his scoutmaster, Mr. Jim Rollins, would agree, J.R. Bouders is the perfect example of the high values held by the Boy Scouts of the USA.
As a scoutmaster, I was very proud of the young man. Glad to have him in my troop. are the Boy Scouts of the United States of America here. We have our Scout Law and our Scout Oath, and within the Scout Oath itself, it says that a Scout will help other people at all times. We also have in our Scout Law that states that a Scout is trustworthy, he is honest, he is helpful, and many more that are in there that probably would apply to this situation. But any other person, I don't know what they would have done. But as a Scout, I know he did the right thing. I'm very proud of him.
Already, JR's gracious example has inspired others.
I just heard that another Boy Scout had found a diamond ring worth thousands of dollars from a great-grandmother, and he returned it to the woman who it belonged to.
That fellow Boy Scout said he was following another Scout's actions, but for all the recognition and response he received, JR does not consider his actions extraordinary.
I thought it was just a regular little good deed to do, and I didn't think anybody would make such a big deal out of it. I'm still my old self, not giving autographs, not anything to that matter. I'm just still my good old funny self.
In the presence of his Boy Scouts troop and parents, J.R. Bowders was presented the Shining World Honesty Award from Supreme Master Ching Hai.
William Shakespeare wrote, "Honesty is the best policy. If I lose mine honor, I lose myself." And Thomas Jefferson said, "Honesty is the first chapter in the Book of Wisdom." For his wisdom, Supreme Master Ching Hai hereby bestows the Shining World Honesty Award to J.R. Bowders. For outstanding good character and noble honesty, for your warm heart and loving consideration for others, and for being a dedicated and noble role model, we hereby applaud and celebrate the good deeds of John Robert Bowders, exemplary Boy Scout. With great love, honor, and blessings, the Supreme Master Ching Hai.
I would like to take this award on behalf of my troop and the Boy Scouts of America.
Supreme Master Ching Hai, I would just like to say, I think the Boy Scouts of America and our whole troop would have done the same thing. And I would like to say that it was just the right thing to do. Thank you.
A big round of applause for Mr. Sarab Zilpe, Miss Barbarita Nunez, and Mr. J.R. Bowders for your truthfulness in action. Your virtuous deeds have truly helped to brighten our world. Heaven bless you as you continue to light the path of goodness for yourselves as well as those around you. Wonderful viewers, we enjoyed your company on today's program. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. Words of Wisdom is coming up next after Noteworthy News. May God's infinite love bring you comfort and inspiration for noble living.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/EE.